Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. All right, guys. All righty. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Lost you here on TikTok, but I'll gain you back. Gain you back here. All right. Now we're there. All right, guys. We are here in our studios here in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you from TikTok tuning in, guys. We will have commercials, too, on here if you're listening by podcast. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and get started tonight. So, all right, we're going to be talking on trust tonight. Trust. Who do we put our trust in? I want to start with a Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him with all and all at all times. You people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Jeremiah 17:5 through 7 says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, maketh his flesh a arm whose heart departeth from the Lord. For shall be like his heart in the desert. He shall see good cometh, but shall inhabit places in the wilderness in the salt. Hebrews 2:13, again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children which God has given me. Behold, I am the children which God has given me. You'll put your trust in him, but trust is also belief. Let's look at belief. When we trust, we believe. We believe in somebody when we trust them. When we begin to trust somebody, we begin to believe in them. And let's see what the Bible says about belief. In Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace you are saved through faith, that yet not yourselves, but a gift from God. When you get saved, you begin to trust God, but you also begin to believe in him. Believe. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to believe him, please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You want to get rewarded from God? Then start seeking him to get to know him. My God. Ephesians 2:18 says, by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourself. It is a gift of God. It is a gift of God that you're saved. In Acts 16:30-31 says, I brought them out and said, sir, must I do to be saved? They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. All you got to do when you trust, you start to believe. When you start to believe, you start to trust. See, a lot of people don't trust God because they don't believe in God. My God, here we go, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost. When we trust in God, we must believe in him. But if we don't believe in him, we won't trust in him. God just has to speak a couple words to me and I'm all right. That's it. I know he's got it. See, the enemy will make you doubt in God. That's his dilemma. He wants to get you to doubt in God. That's his dilemma. He wants you to doubt in your Creator. He wants you to. That's why he allows circumstances to come your way to get you to doubt in God. When God's already told you, I got this. He tries to get you to doubt in him. That way, you can't trust the Lord. See, you can't trust without belief. If you don't believe in him, then you can't trust him. Listen, if you don't believe in my ministry, then you can't trust me. See, if you don't believe God sent me to you, then you can't trust me. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to get this tonight. You got to get what I'm trying to tell you tonight. If you do not believe and do not have faith in something that you are following, then you're not going to trust it either. Come on, you got to believe. But most people do not believe. In Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. You cannot have trust, you cannot have belief without the faith. Come on, somebody. You got to have faith in something that's talking to you and something that has built trust in you and showed you he's come through time after time. My God. How many times God's going to have to prove to you that he did exceedingly and abundantly above you can ask or think? How many times he going to have to show you that he's healed your grandbaby? How many times he going to have to show you that he's healed you? How many times he going to have to show you that he's provided for you time after time? How many more times is God going to have to show you every time you get in a battle, the afflictions of a righteous man, many afflictions of a righteous man, but God, let's just go to that right quick, guys. Let's go to that. Righteous. Righteous. Man. Let's go that right quick. Let's go that right quick, guys. A righteous man listen, the afflictions of a righteous man availeth much, but God delivers them out of them what? All. You understand what I'm trying to tell you right here? There are many afflictions of a righteous man, but God will what? Deliver them out of them all. You want to know, I was on the phone with my brother today. I was on the phone with my brother today, and I told him, I said, you know, we are crushed, we're bruised, we're struck down, but we're not destroyed. You understand the devil can't stand us. You understand the devil, I'm the worst devil's nightmare. You understand every time he wakes up, he's trying to find a scheme to bring me down. Why is that? Because he can't stand what's on the inside of you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He's trying to trip you up. He's trying to bring you down. He's trying to crush you at all times. But just know that a righteous man gets afflicted daily, but God will deliver him out of them all. He threw Daniel in the lion's den. Hello, Newberry. He threw Daniel in the lion's den. But God shut the mouth of the lions. My God. You understand it does not matter what the devil throws at you tonight. Just know God can deliver every time, baby. You ever heard that song, Hit Me With Your Best Shot? Oh, oh, oh. Why? Because God is my refuge. He is my rock. You know, I've been hit things with my kids. I've been hit things. Your kids go crazy, off on drugs and everything else, but God's got it. God got it. He's got his hand on them. I'm telling you, one must, listen, I'm going to tell you what the devil tells me. I'm going to kill your kid like that. Listen, you ain't got my kid. You can't have him. You might kill his body, but you can't have his soul. You got to understand, I'm going to be with my boy in eternity. I ain't scared of you, devil. A lot of you tonight worry about your kids. You know what? The devil tried to hit me that today. Oh, won't you worry about your kid? I'm going to kill you. Okay, you ain't killing nothing. You ain't killing nothing. You've done tried to destroy me with my wife. You done tried to destroy me with my child. But you ain't destroyed me. I'm still a ticking, baby. I'm still a going for the Lord, ain't I? Still going strong and ever. Why? Because nothing will move me. Why? Because that stuff don't bother me. Listen, you can take what you want, but you can't take what God has placed inside of me. Listen, I don't care if he takes your house. I don't care if he takes your car, your wife, your children. It does not matter. You got to be like Job, baby. Though you slay me, I'll still praise him. You're not going to take me from him, devil. I'm sorry. A lot of you are a bunch of weak punks is what you are. You're a bunch of weak punks. You say you love God, and when the trial comes, you crumble. I've lost a son too, ma'am. I've lost a son too. But I'm going to tell you something, nothing by any means shall separate me from the love of God. See, this is what I'm talking about. Trust and belief and faith. Watch this, guys. Trust and belief and faith. When we got trust and we got belief in God, nothing will move us from him. Nothing. Everybody said, well, why didn't you walk away from God when your son died, Jason? My son died. I had a son die. Yes, I did. Why didn't you walk away from God? Why didn't you get mad at God? Why should I get mad at God? Number one, it wasn't his fault. Number two, you know what? We got our own self-will. Number three, God's got my son up in heaven. He's let me know for sure. That's all I need to know. Why? Because that's where I'm headed. This ain't my home. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. You understand, this is not my final destination. Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith. I have finished my course. Listen, when you're on a course, there's an end to it. There's going to be an end to your course here on earth, but not in heaven. Baby, your course never finishes up there. But you know what? While I'm here, I'm going to share the gospel. While I'm here, I'm going to share the gospel. His name is Matthew. I will pray for that sister. Satan's getting his hand off of him tonight. I'm telling you, Satan's getting his hand off of Matthew tonight. God said tonight, Satan cannot have him, ma'am. Satan cannot have your son, ma'am. Oh, he's tried. And you know what? He can try all he wants, but he cannot have your son. God said he's got his hand all around him. And I rebuke that spirit of drugs. I rebuke that spirit of drugs. It's took my family. It's took kids across America. I rebuke that spirit of drugs in the mighty name of Jesus. Trust in him at all times. You people pour out the heart before him. God is a refuge for those, us. Many afflictions of a righteous man, but God delivers out of all. Guys, I went through so many trials in my life, I could have crumbled at the minute. You know what? I have went through so many trials after trials. I have went through so many testings after testing. I went through all kind of stuff. But you know what? I never fail to walk away from it. You know why? Because number one, I fear. Number two, I love it. Think you got it bad right now, try to walk away from the person that you're walking with, then you'll have it bad. You think you got it bad right now? See, I like that song. Yes, yes, he's lost. Hey, Newberry. He's lost. Yes, I'll pray for him. Guys, we got to trust in God. We got to stay with God. We got to stay where God has put us. If God has put you in a ministry, stay there. Quit being wish-washy everywhere. Well, I go to this ministry, and I go to that ministry, and I go to that. Wow, you go to a lot of ministries. Here's the thing. Wherever you're growing, you need to stay. Wherever you're growing, you need to stay. If you're not growing, you're not going. A lot of people can't connect with churches. That's why I run my ministry on social media. I do Miracle Night. Tonight is Miracle Night. We do a podcast. We got a radio. You can download it on Apple and Android. You can download our radio. We also got preaching on there. Listen, this is what God has called me to do. Some people can't be in a church. They don't grow. Have you ever went to a church and you just go in there, you're not growing at all? You're not growing spiritually? You know when you're growing because you'll start going. You'll start doing. You'll start applying. You'll start doing. A lot of these churches, they're so dead, guys. Let me tell you why they're dead. Because they failed to have a relationship with Him. Guys, trust. Trust is something and belief is another thing. But belief, I'm going to show you what belief is, guys. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you were saved through faith and not yourself. It is a gift of God." But Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him." Guys, we can't be doubting in God. We can't be walking around saying, "Well, God, I wonder if you're going to take care of my child." When God's already showed you that He's got His hand on them. They may look like they out in left field somewhere. They may look like they smoking a pound of pot or crack rock, but God's got them. Thank you, Lord. They may look like they're on the left side of the field somewhere halftime, but God's got His hand on them. I'm telling you, they might look like they're going under, but God's got His hand on them. God said in this season, I'm going to shake whatever I can shake. I'm speaking to somebody tonight. I'm going to shake whatever I can shake. Why does God have to shake stuff? Listen, the Bible says He shakes it, He presses it down, and He literally causes it to run over. God has to shake it before He blesses it. The Bible says, "Give and it shall be given unto you." Press down. Shaking together. Somebody's got some blessings coming. Shaking together. When stuff is looking like it's shaking, stuff is looking like it's pressing, God's got a blessing on the way. That's right, Newberry. Listen, God's got a blessing for you coming. If the devil's been attacking you on every side, just know God is shaking it, God is raking it, and God's fixing to bless it. Let's just turn to that. Let's turn to that. Give. I'm going to get on this for a minute. Give and it shall. All right, guys, here we go. Here we go. Watch this. Watch this, guys. Let me see if I can find it here. Give, and it shall be given. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Give me a minute. Watch this. In Luke 6:38, here it is. Y'all ready? Who's ready for a blessing tonight? Somebody ready for a blessing. If you're ready for a blessing, say amen. God's fixing to hand out blessings tonight. I'm telling you, I feel the anointing tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Luke 6:38, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Yay. Press down. So God is going to press you. Oh, somebody's been going through some pressing tonight. Hey, somebody's been going through some pressing. My God. And he shakes it together. See, if God don't shake your life, if he don't press your life, then the blessing cannot come. That's why I go through trials all the time, because God is constantly shaking it, pressing it, and running it literally over. He says, unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall man give unto your bosoms. For the same measure you meet, that with you measure you again. Who am I talking to? You've been given. You've been doing what's right. You've been doing what God has told you to do in your finances. God is getting ready to shake this thing. He's getting ready to press this thing. If he don't press it, if he don't shake it, then you're not had a blessing on the way. Can I tell somebody tonight, God has a blessing coming your way, because you've been going through some pressing. You've been going through some shaking. Come on, we're your kids. Wherever this area that you're getting shaken and pressed in, it's the very area that God's fixing to bless in. So if he's pressing and shaking your kids, guess what? Your kids is about to get a breakthrough. I know God is real, but the only thing that is, we got to trust in him. We got to trust in him. Do you hear what I'm saying? You got to trust in him no matter what. Quit looking at your circumstance like you're going under. Quit allowing the enemy to tell you that God is not with you and everything is going down for you, when in reality you got to walk by faith. If God has showed you something, why do you doubt something? Come on, somebody. See, God showed me he had my kid a long time ago. Listen, I have to trust in that, even when I can't even see that. I have to trust in that even when I cannot see that. But see, faith is not substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. See, we have the evidence, but we just can't see it. See, we can't see this thing because God has just spoke this thing. God speaks a thing. He wants you to believe it. See, that's what got us in trouble in the garden. God said, don't touch the apple. Here comes Satan with the same thing. God doeth know in the day that you eat the fruit thereof, you won't surely die. See, he tries to get you to doubt in God, and don't you dare do it. Quit doubting in God. When God has told you that everything's going to be all right, when you need to trust in him and believe in him and just trust that he's got this. You know, I was hit with something today that kind of shook me up. It shook me for a minute till God started speaking. He said, son, did I not tell you that I got your daughter? I said, yeah, Lord, you did. He said, why are you worrying about it? I said, Lord, I'm sorry I worried about it. I'm sorry. I trust in you. Let me tell you something. No matter where your kids go, what your kids are doing, do you understand the hand of God is on your kids? Who am I talking to tonight? I don't care where your kids are. I don't care what they're doing. You understand that the hand of God is on your kids, and God has made you a promise with them kids, and don't you worry about them. You understand that God has made you a promise about your husband, that your husband's going to get saved. Listen, don't you worry about it. Satan is trying to get you to doubt in your God, and that's the very thing that knocks you from your blessing, is your doubt. You doubt, you pout, and you do without. I'm going to say that one more time. You pout, you doubt, you doubt, you pout, and you do without. Because nothing you will receive from God if you don't walk by faith, guys. You got to walk by faith. I'm going to read it one more time. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. You can't be speaking no doubt. You can't be going around, well, I hope God's got this. You hope? Do you understand the very thing Satan is trying to do is to get you to doubt in your God? And as long as he's getting you to doubt, God ain't going to do nothing. I just read it to you in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. There you go. So why are you going around the house? Well, God's going to make a way, I guess. You guess? Do you understand that God feeds the birds outside? You're going around your house, well, I don't know how I'm going to make it. How many times God is going to have to show you that he's got you? Quit. You are stopping God's hand. Do you know that? That's right, Kansas. That's right, Newberry. Faith activates God. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. He's a reward of them that diligently seek him. So if you seek him, he's going to reward you for it. My God. We seek everything else, don't we? We seek everything else but him. Guys, we got to believe in God. We got to trust that he is. And if he's made your promise, you can bank on it. One thing that Abraham, the father of faith, did not do. He did not waver in his faith. God told him he's going to have a son. 40 years later, guess what? He had a son. He never wavered in his faith. God told him something. He just banked on it. He didn't know when it was going to happen, how it was going to happen. He just knew that God told him, hey, God told me, that's all. Listen, I'm standing on it. I'm not doubting God. See, God, Satan tries to get you to doubt in God because it does not please him. He does not want you to please God. But I just read it to you. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. You cannot please God without faith. You understand the woman with the issue of blood, she had faith. You understand the woman got healed, and you understand that Lazarus was dead. Come on. Mary and Martha's faith saved that man. It is impossible to please him without faith. We can't go around doubting God. Well, maybe my children will be okay. No, God's already gave you a promise that he said he's going to save your children. Well, just bank on it. Going around your house, well, I don't know what I'm going to do for supper tomorrow. I know what you're going to do. You're going to sit down, shut up, and believe God anyways. Come on, guys. You know, Satan's tried to make me doubt in that Harley I got down there a million times. He's tried to make me doubt in this truck I got a million times. Oh, you can't pay all that, Jason. What was you thinking? You don't even make that kind of, you're trying to live like the Joneses. You know what I told him? I said, brother, I ain't trying to live like the Joneses. I own the Joneses. I ain't trying to live like no Joneses. I just have trust in God that God's going to help me pay every one of my bills every month. And sometimes God will allow that to happen just to see if you'll trust him. He ain't failed yet. He's gave me help to wake up every morning when I couldn't even wake up. So it's God. I know it's God because it sure heck ain't Jason. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please who? Him. When you walk around with doubt and maybe sometime, no. God don't want to hear that. I got some pictures today of my daughter and she's going through a lot of stuff and Satan began to, oh, your daughter's going to go down. She's going to die. I said, let me tell you something, Satan. Let me tell you something. I said, my daughter ain't going nowhere. I said, because God told me that when she was a child, I gave her a trumpet. And God, you like trumpets. And God said, that's right. And I told you to give it to her because I put a mark on her when she was a child that I promised to keep her in all of her ways. That's what he told me. Now, in the meantime, Satan's trying to show me, well, she ain't going the way God wants her to go. She ain't right now, but she will. You watch and see. And that goes for you too, Newberry. God's made you some promises, lady, and you stand on them promises. Don't you die, don't you give in to the devil. You tell that devil he's a liar. You tell that devil he's a liar. Guys, we're going to go on some commercials. We'll be right back. We'll go on some commercials right quick.
You're listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. If you would like to give, you can do so at www.thekingdomradio.com/give now. Thank you, and God bless you for listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. You can also visit Touch of the South Pearls and Treasures. That is Touch of the South Pearls and Treasures. You can find them on facebook.com/Touch of the South, or you can go to their website at www.touchofthesouthpearlsandtreasures.com. They carry clothing, the cosmetics, oysters opening game, prizes, designer purses, boutique items, fellowship and fun, and jewelry. They carry all sort of stuff. The owners are Mel and Granny. Go visit them now on Facebook Live, facebook.com/Touch of the South.
All right, guys, we're back. Listen, I want to tell you something. It is impossible to please him without faith. So here's what I'm saying. God has to have faith. You have to have faith in him to move him. One thing that appoints God is your faith. See, that's why a lot of you hadn't have nothing happen, because faith moves God. You understand, Jesus was walking, and the woman touched the hem of his robe, and he turned around and he said, "Who touched me?" But see, it was her faith in action that put her faith, and he turned around and said, "I have not saw such good faith all in Israel, this woman right here." So when you believe in something, you trust in something, you believe in something, you act on it. Y'all trusting in what I'm saying to you guys tonight. And that's what I'm saying. Guys, that's all I have for tonight here on this podcast, but stay tuned on TikTok. I'm going to pray for people tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.